InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This is the first time I can ever think where a major political party has sided with narco-trafficking, murdering, terrorist scum. You know, you play one of those clips from a Democrat who said, oh, there's no such thing as a narco-terrorist. They're just narco-persons. The ISIS and these narco-terrorists in our hemisphere use the same tactics. They use rape as a weapon. They skin people alive. They cut off their heads. They burn them to death. These narco-terrorists, if a politician opposes them, they kidnap their family. If they don't give them what they want, they murder their family. You can go to the Border Patrol here in the United States and you can say, draw me a map of the border. And on the Mexican side, tell me which cartel controls every inch of territory. And the border agents can literally say, mile by mile, which cartel controls which section of the border. Not the Mexican government. They don't control it. Which cartel? When President Trump declared these organizations foreign terrorist organizations, that wasn't just a talking point. That wasn't just a buzzword. It was a promise. A promise from this president to use hard American power to kill and to stop these terrorists, these enemies of the United States, from killing our families, from killing our children, from taking over our communities. And that's what President Trump is doing.
Well, there you go. And something else just came out big. We'll be getting to in the next segment. Hegseth had nothing to do with the blowing up of the boat other than following the president's orders. It's all a giant lie. And they've now talked to all the witnesses, including the judge, advocate generals, and they were the ones that made the final call. Hegseth wasn't even involved. Notice he said that, quite frankly, I was busy in meetings and just took a quick call about they were about to strike another boat, or strike that first boat. All exonerated. But it's all part of the military coup operation. We have Senator Mark Warner saying only the U.S. military can save us from Trump now. That's the Podesta plan. And they're everywhere. So just a week ago, oh, we're not saying, you know, that he's giving illegal orders. We're just saying when he gives them, don't follow them. And now they're like, just overthrow this guy. That's what is illegal. So this is a big deal. So start your engines. We're gonna start the main broadcast. When we go to break in a minute and a half, we're going to come back, and I'm going to start the main transmission because we're loaded for bear today, and we've got a lot of massive guests and information coming up. But the globalists are more desperate than ever, and they're not giving up. And so this is the immovable object comes into contact with the unstoppable force. This is historic. And it ties into everything else that's going on. And if you want to know where we're going to be living under the globalists, if we don't turn this around, they're giving people life in prison for not using the correct pronouns in Ireland. It's mainstream news. A school teacher refuses to do it. And so life in prison. Canada. Same law is going into effect. It's a global operation. So you want to know where we'll be if it wasn't for Trump in there, as imperfect as he is, that's where we're going. This is total totalitarianism. The left launched another giant hoax yesterday. They released the new Epstein files that James O'Keefe released in June of this year. Unbelievable. We've got, and they edited out the names of Democrats. Then they covered up. But they don't care. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So for 10 years, the criminal Democrat Party, working with foreign intelligence agencies, major corporations, the FBI and the DOJ, have been involved in a reign of terror against President Trump and his most ardent supporters, putting us in prison, trying to put us in prison, debanking us, censoring us, setting us up, destroying our families, suing our families, lying about us, creating hoaxes that we did things we didn't do. Trump, I love the KKK. They're fine people. He said, I don't like the KKK. They're not fine people. Alex Jones said people to pee on dead kids' graves. Nobody peed on graves, much less me telling them. It's just all lies. It's Jussie Smollett world. It's play victim world. And now, they were supposed to get rid of Hegseth in the coming weeks, but it all blew up in their face because, they went in and talked to the judge advocate generals and the admirals and everybody, and Hegseth wasn't even involved. He said, the president wants these blown up. When you're ready to go, boom, they called him. They said, we're ready to hit the first drug boat. He said, hit it. Went to another meeting. He told the total truth. Didn't say kill them all, didn't say hit them again. That's just standard procedure. And now it's all come out. But they've still got closed-door hearings at the Senate. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the admiral that was under the command. But even ABC News has to admit, turns out Hegseth didn't even make the call for the second hit. It was the judge advocate generals. Yeah, because that's a legal issue, and they made the final call. Lawyers are involved in everything, aren't they? And so now they're screwed there. And the Inspector General report came out. Hegseth did nothing, sending out on a signal text that the strikes had begun. And it turns out somebody had planted other people that shouldn't be on the list on there. Gee, wonder who did that. I predicted it when it first broke. You got Jeffrey Goldberg involved? Literal Mossad / Obama Democrat operative? Come on. So, Hegseth is loyal. He's smart. He's doing a great job. And that's why they're after him. And they need the military to stage their coup against America. It's their official plan. And I keep explaining that they keep trying and keep trying. But this is really spectacular how all of this blew up on the launch pad. But that doesn't stop them. They're all over the news saying, the report by the Inspector General, Hegseth needs to go. They don't tell you full exoneration. They're on Capitol Hill meeting about Hegseth. Secret meeting with the senators. It's already come out yesterday afternoon that they went and interviewed everybody and the Navy, and they've released the info. And they've said, no, he just said the president ordered the next confirmed drug boat hit. He gave the order. They call him up and say, we're about to hit it. He says, hit it. And he goes, I'm a busy guy. not like the movies or those photo ops Obama does where he's in the Situation Room dropping the bombs with the drones. And, you know, I'm really good at killing people. Two words, predator drones. Hegseth and them aren't sitting there jacking off on television, you know, in Tom Clancy-style Situation Room stuff. It's just not the reality. Now, Trump on big strikes on Iran and stuff, that was a big deal. So he was in there for that. That's because he was obviously wanted to see what's going on. But just the everyday stuff, do you think Hegseth's watching live feeds in Somalia right now where they're taking out the new ISIS groups that are forming there? No. Because he's got too much to do, too many things to carry out. So it's all blown in their face. But more importantly, what is it about? And I know you all know the answer. So let's tell everybody else, because this is how we raise the alarm. It's about preparing some big event, some false flag, to be blamed on Trump and the National Guard and the Border Patrol and all the rest of it. And it is about when this big event comes, trying to sell the public and the blue states and everybody on turning against America. And of course, the blue states will do it because they're globalist. And then using that illusion and using that supposed gravitas or strength of, oh, look, see all these blue states seceded because Trump's a dictator, believing that that will somehow put enough pressure on the body politic and the military to stage a coup against Trump. So here's Senator Mark Warner spewing his treason.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniform generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniform military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump. And I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
So, Senator, let's go a little further on this. What are concerns you have about the legality of these strikes at all?
All right. So always implying it's illegal, always implying it's criminal, always implying the military's got to do something. This is pushing for a military coup, which when Trump was president-elect, they had all the talking heads on all the corporate channels saying, don't worry, they'll stand up to him when he tries to become a dictator, and they'll even get rid of him. And then you have them, Carville and Podesta and them on TV. Oh, Democrats, when this goes down, you rise up because he's a tyrant. He's a king. But none of it's reality-based. So you see this known globalist criminal, Mark Warner, one of the worst up there, a real crocodile in the swamp, and all the little baby leeches by the millions that follow after him. He's up there all confidently, you know, don't worry, we're going to have the military stand up against this guy. Oh, like Phil Mudd said, the CIA is going to kill Trump, or six ways of studying to get the president, like Schumer said, or we need to be ready to fight and die against Trump, The View. You need to go out and buy guns because ICE is, what they're doing is illegal. What the Border Patrol's doing is illegal. They're coming after citizens. No, they're not. They're the ones turning the temperature up to boil. I know all of you know this. We just then have to pressure Congress and our local governments and the state police and any jurisdiction in run by the left. Most cities are, the Soros people in charge of the courts and everything, to get ready for this because they're really trying it. And what did Jesse Waters say last week? He said he had high-level current CIA telling. This is elements of the CIA, and we know that their names. It's Brennan and it's Acolyte, you know, the senator. And they are trying to run a destabilization operation ahead of a big event that'll be blamed on Trump. Jesse Waters didn't call it false flag because that's so loaded. He knows they'd say, oh, you're Alex Jones now. They said, oh, just a big, a bad event to be blamed on Trump. It's false flag. It's all pre-programmed. It's all loaded. It's already ready. The contract's already out on you. The guys, the guns, the lime pit's already been dug. And from inside here, all I do is hit one button. That's a quote from a great scene in Carlito's Way where the corrupt lawyer stole the money from the mobster. And he says, says, I gave your money to the guy. He goes, don't try that with me. Who do you think I am? What do you take me for? The point is that they got the whole thing lined up and the whole thing ready. It's not even veiled. It's like a Las Vegas casino sign blasting out. You can see it 30 miles away. Got spotlights. Remember the old days at movie theaters or car dealerships? They wanted you to come for a new sale or new, you know, release. You'd see those big spotlights everywhere. And they worked. That'd be a kid saying, hey, Dad, there's spotlights. It means good movies. You go, somebody'd be like, all right, let's go see what's showing. Because, you know, that's the old days. You had to get a newspaper to see what was showing. A lot of us, we just drive the movie and see what's showing. So, I mean, this is not even, hey, guys, look how the wind's blowing. This might be about to happen. This is going on. It doesn't mean they're going to be successful. But if we're not running around like chickens with our heads cut off talking about this, we got a big problem. And I know most populistic conservatives, a lot of the podcasters get a lot of ratings and stuff out of just bitching about Trump endlessly and complaining all day. And it's good to keep trouble straight and narrow. But regardless, folks, do you know what's going to happen if the globalists get back control of this country? The Great Reset, it will be absolute hell. If you think the DEI and the crime and the Islamicization and the pedophile pushing, and you think that was bad now, that was just getting teed up. So this is about self-preservation. But notice, there's each new hoax. Hegseth did something bad on Signalgate, totally exonerated. Hegseth ordered them and said, kill everybody, kill them, attack again. Wasn't even on that call, just like he said. He said, that's not true. When it first broke last week, and he didn't even elaborate. He says, it's just fake news. They're like, oh yeah, really, we have witnesses that you ordered a double strike. Because the lawyers have looked at that somehow and thought maybe, you know, if they're defenseless, we can do that. And then Hegseth goes, you think I just sit there during all these operations? He goes, they didn't need to be told to hit it twice. They hit it 3, 4, 5 times. If the mission is to destroy it and make it inoperable, what do you think they do in military operations like that? They kill everybody. It would have taken 10 missiles on that boat that had done it. The boat wasn't sunk. They were on the deck trying to load the drugs back on. And so they called up the top lawyers. They looked at the live feed from the drone and said, yes, it's legal, hit it. And so the operators went, hit it again. You mean to show you 1,000 videos of similar things in the last 30 years? It's if anybody's good at something, it's the U.S. and drones. And these things, I mean, these are guys been playing video games for decades, and these are real video games. And every video is the same. You hear all the chatter, you hear the codes, you hear the hit them. Oh, we got some there. Move over there. No, move to that one first. All right, hit them. Good. Move to that one. I mean, that's what goes on. And Hegseth's just laughing at people because he knows it's crap. But he should take it more serious because there's generals and people in there that are double agents that are gunning for him. What we're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg here, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and just one more time. Let's hear Senator Warner pushing his coup crap. That's what this is. And then let's go right into ABC News just blew up the Democrats' double tap hoax like a Coke boat. The two Coke boat survivors climbed back on board after the strike and tried to salvage the drugs. But what's more important is what we know the Senate's already been told. This is standard procedure. Hegseth didn't need to give that order, and he didn't, because the default is the mission is destroy it. Here's the clips.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniform generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniform military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump. And I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
So, Senator, let's go a little further on this. What are concerns you have about the legality of these strikes at all?
Tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice.
This backs up the entire second strike.
Yes, I mean, it doesn't get more crystal clear than that. The mission is take out the boat, stop the drugs, keep this vessel and its cargo from reaching our shore using lethal means. And our amazing military, the heroes of the United States Armed Forces, did exactly that. President Trump, Secretary Hegseth, and this entire government are committed to finally using our military to defend our people, our borders, our family, our culture, our history, our heritage, to defend the United States. We're not going off running around the Middle East trying to build democracies in caves and deserts and in distant sands that have never known democracy. We're using the military to protect American security, American prosperity, American lives right here where we live, where our children live.
That's right. And for a lot of patriots out there and libertarians and conservatives that have seen me be at least tacitly supportive of Trump and regime change in Venezuela and Mexico, if we can stay militarily out, I'm definitely for it. And they're like, well, wait, you've always been against regime change and all this. Why is this different? Well, we've been, since post-World War II, the global cop. And most of the places we've gone, it was for the wrong reasons, and the CIA would go in and put people even worse in almost every case. So I'm a student of history. I've lived a lot of it, and I've been against all that. Trump said we're changing our doctrine back to our hemisphere and back to our sovereignty, where the globalists let China take over the Caribbean, Venezuela, Mexico, all of it. And so they really are muscling in on us everywhere. They had 98% control of rare earth minerals. Again, you got to have that for all electronics. We had been positioned in a setup, the CFR, BlackRock, Bragg, the Chinese century's here, America's done. When Trump tried to reboot things 8 years ago, Larry Fink bragged at Davos, oh, I'm working with Xi Jinping, we'll stop Trump. So again, for all of you that are so insular, you only look at domestic things or you're obsessed with Israel, that's fine. Israel does plenty of bad stuff, and I'm an expert on it. But I always hear, oh, the Chi-Coms, yeah, tell us another good joke. The Chi-Coms are the big threat. 100 billion%. You have any idea how they're running circles around us with microchips and weapons and everything? Do you understand what's going on here? They're trying to destroy the dollar. And yeah, we got a corrupt establishment. We're trying to reform it, but this is the boat we're in. Speaking of boats, this boat sinks. We're screwed, blued, and tattooed. And Trump has a very constitutional, reasonable, Americana, Monroe Doctrine, Thomas Jefferson, William McKinley perspective. Have you read the books on those presidents? Have you studied the policy? Have you listened to Trump's statements on policy? Have you looked at his policy reports? I agree with what he's saying because I know it. It's classic America. Do you think Thomas Jefferson would put up with these drug boats? No, he'd blow the living hell out of them. Not with Predator drones, but here would come the Marines and the Navy with cannons, and your ass is dead. If you don't know about what he did in the Caribbean and in the Mediterranean and in the Arabian Sea for 4 years, then you need to look it up. Yes, he was Islamophobic. Just like, are you arachnophobic? Yeah, I'm scared of black widows because they can kill you. I have an instinct that's normal. We have these phobias because they're for a reason. So if you don't know about the Barbary Wars, if you don't know about all this, if you don't know about Trump policy, said, we're not being pushed around by Venezuela. People go, Venezuela, what's it done to us? Venezuela is the richest per capita square foot country in the world, resource-wise. They got everything. All the earth minerals, all the gold, all the emeralds, all the sweet crude. I mean, it comes out of the ground basically ready to go in your car. It's like gasoline comes out of the ground there. It's called sweet, light crude, ultra sweet. All right? The stuff we pump out of Texas and stuff now, you have to spend a ton of money jacking with it. And Maduro has been using that money with the Chi-Coms and the left, the globalists, to manipulate our elections. This isn't just some new thing Trump said, so I agree with it. I've had people on 25, 30 years ago, experts about Venezuela and about the machines down there and all of this. When it started, I have been on this since it started. I know it backwards and forwards and from every damn angle. Now, Trump doesn't mainly make it about that because he's like, we're going to take out Venezuela because they're the Democrats' piggy bank. They're where they launder the money, just like Ukraine and Israel. Yeah, I want to cut the money laundering between the U.S. and Israel out. I want to cut the money laundering between the U.S. and Ukraine out to the deep state. I want to cut off the CIA being involved in drug dealing, which Trump is doing. Even the New York Times admitted it and bitched about it, said it'll crash the economy. He's actually shutting off the CIA's money. He's actually shutting off the money of the banks. Don't declare the cartels that. Don't actually stop it. He's actually stopping it and said it and brought in advisors that have written books about it and how we shouldn't be in the drug business. This is very moral activity from Trump. Now, if something's legal, Trump will do it. He'll tell you that all day long. But he is neurotic about following the law. And he hates drugs. So I know all the angles here. Could Venezuela be a trap? Would I rather Maduro leave on his own? Will the CIA manipulate it and put somebody in just as bad? Well, they tried to keep this party in and just have Maduro go, and Trump said no. The CIA is against regime change down there, and a month ago sent their own little group down there to get caught, Bay of Pigs, as I predicted, to embarrass Trump. And that's now come out. And Trump's posting the interviews with Patrick Byrne, laying that out on Truth Social, because he wants you to know that we're telling you, like I said in the interview, stuff Trump can't tell you for reasons. Because it has such global gravitas when he says it. I mean, if Trump said, yeah, we're taking Venezuela out to cut out the Democrats' election fraud, they'd go, there's no election fraud. My God, that's insane. Oh, that's crazy. So he goes, oh, it's the fentanyl. They go, sir, they've shipped most of the fentanyl because the Mexican drug cartels in your first administration, you threatened to kill a bunch of them, and you did. So actually, sir, they followed your orders 8 years ago, and it all moved to Canada. It's the Canadians now doing it with the Chinese. So he's like, okay, well, we'll just cocaine then. Yeah. And people go, oh, well, for cocaine and heroin, you're going to kill everybody? But they are backstopping the Mexican drug cartels. But let me tell you, it started about a year in his first administration, and it came out in the news. And I was down in Puerto Vallarta. So gorgeous. If you go more south, don't go to main Puerto Vallarta. Go to the old town up in the mountains. Oh, my God. It looks like Hawaii. Perfectly clear, crystal green water. I mean, it's just, ugh. And my wife speaks sort of Spanish. She's not Spanish, but she just likes it and speaks it. And we're there. And but we just had everybody tell us and everything. And like, oh, yes, we like Trump. No, we don't like to do fentanyl, but that's what we were told to sell. It kills our own people down here. And now they've been, the Sinaloa, that's what runs it down there, has been killing anyone that sells it. And I was looking at the news where they were killing anybody selling it because Trump was already having special forces kill Sinaloa leadership if they didn't stop. So, yeah, it's not true we're really going there to do this. But he has to set the precedent that we can blow their boats up and make it about drugs, which is, it's still reasonable. It's still going to kill a bunch of people, and it's still laundered through banks. So he has a right to do it. But it's not really why. It is the election fraud. It is the destabilization. And if you want to beat the Democrats, folks, and the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and the criminal elements of the CIA, then you want regime change down there. But like I said, I don't trust it because I think they'll set Trump up. I mean, I'm just telling you the facts here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Nicotinamide. Now that's a $1,000 word. But what it is the raw precursor of NAD. Now NAD energizes the entire body, cleans out the cells. It's amazing. But most people cannot absorb raw NAD. That's why you need the precursor, which this product has from organic form, but it has so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to announce this new product, DNA Reviver. This doesn't just have the precursor to NAD in it. It's got all the other organic compounds to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy with no letdown, and supercharge your overall health. Right now, you get this product out of the gates, massively discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all the products are incredible. They all work synergistically together. But I've got to tell you, Ultra DNA Revival is a game changer for everyone. Young people, works great for them. But particularly middle-aged and older folks will really feel the difference. Now, things like our ultramethylene blue hits in 15 to 20, 30 minutes, okay? Our sea moss takes a week or so to build up. So does the bovine colostrum. Same thing with this, a week to 2 weeks, but within a month, 90%+ of people report incredible changes on every front. You need to go out and do your own research into NAD, you do your own research into all the ingredients that are in this product, and then realize this is the private label of a nationwide bestseller that has the top reviews in the country. Most of the products at thealexshowstore.com, we didn't invent. We go out, what has the highest ratings? What's the most tested? What has the best reviews? They let us private label it, and we sell it to you. That way you get a great product at a competitive price, and you keep the show on the air. So take advantage of this new product right now, Ultra DNA Revival, at thealexshowstore.com, and know that it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. But if you don't get DNA Revival, you're really missing out. You owe it to yourself, your family, and your overall health to try this product. You can't lose. It funds the operation, and we know it really works. Here's some of the known effects this compound delivers. Noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance. Sharper focus and mental clarity. Support for healthy blood sugar levels already in the normal range. Stronger immune function. Enhanced liver health and natural detoxification. Reduced everyday stress, anxiety, and protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And it just gets better from there. Ultra DNA Revival is the newest addition to thealexshowstore.com. And we're extremely excited about it. If I could get a racehorse that had just won the Triple Crown and run it the next few races, I'd do it. It's that simple. And that's what I've done. If I could get Tom Brady at his peak to be my quarterback, I would. Well, that's how private labeling works. We go out to the top firms, the highest ratings, the best customer reviews, and we simply say, can we private label it? And in every case, they say, yeah, we can private label it. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Whatever is the hottest, best reviews that people love, we go out and we get it. So when you get it, you love it. Well, that's what Ultra DNA Revival is all about. It's a private label, a best-selling brand that is simply amazing. You can empower your body, your immune system, your health, your clarity, your libido, your focus, and literally clean out your cells while at the same time funding this operation in the face of the globalists. That, my friends, is a 360 win at thealexshowstore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA Revival!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Now imagine how frustrated the globalists are that they've had large part, I'd say more than 60-70% of their clandestine funding cut off by Trump and Doge in the last 11 months. And more is getting cut, and now they're being exposed everywhere, and it's not Alex Jones saying they're running coups and illegally spying and doing all this stuff with evidence, as I did back in 2016, 17, 18, and through. And they had headlines everywhere, stop Jones, the new chief of staff's job is keep Trump away from Jones. And InfoWars, because, I mean, I was telling him, this person's Soros, this is a globalist, here's the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, Obama put $2 billion in to fund these operations against you. I mean, I was telling Trump this, and I was having, he said, give me information on that, so I get a top Republican law firm, give them my info, write the report, pay them $10,000, and then have the head of a U.S. agency deliver it to Trump. And when I did that in 2017 and 2018, they went totally bunker town. Because Trump had no idea. They'd already run Flynn out. They were running Bannon out. And everybody knew what was going on. Everybody else was scared to tell Trump. Wasn't like I was a rocket scientist. Democrat NGOs were bragging about their plan. But if you went and told, the messenger gets killed. So it's not a pride thing. It's a satisfaction thing. And like you've been thrown off a ship and you've swam 5 miles back to land. You're just exhausted, but you're damn satisfied once you hit the beach. You know, people call it pride. Have pride in your country. Have pride in your family. Have pride in your work. I don't like feel powerful in good things I've done. I feel like I've done my job. And I was thinking about this last night. It's really important. I had a dream about it last night, too. The difference between pride and appreciation. I think most people that say they're prideful, are you proud of your son or daughter that are doing great? Are you feeling like you're really a winner and no, you're feeling satisfied. You're feeling like you've done your job, like you did what you were supposed to. And it's the greatest feeling ever to know you're doing what you were built to do. My dad always told me, he said, people need to be more thankful. They need to be more appreciative and know how hard it was to build civilization and how complex all this is. And this isn't easy to hold together. It takes dedication and focus and clarity. You see all these young white kids and black kids and Muslims and all of them so entitled, saying it's your job to pay for my rent and my house or my food. And people see the videos that work and have lived a real life. They go, that can't be real. And then they learn it is real. There's nothing more arrogant than somebody that's never had to really work in their life and doesn't know how things work. And they really have this entitled attitude that you better get out there and work for me. That's your job. That's modern slavery. So I'll get back into all the news. I just wanted to say that I am extremely thankful for all of you. I am extremely thankful for this crew. I'm extremely thankful for my family, what they've gone through and stood with me. I'm very thankful beyond everything to God. But that's why we have Thanksgiving. We need to really be thankful on 4th of July for our founders, who were incredible. We stand on their shoulders. We need to be thankful for Colonel Travis DeAlamo. We need to be thankful for all the unknown soldiers, not just in wars, but in culture wars throughout history that made the right decisions and stood up to evil and bullies and corruption, because those are the men and women whose shoulders we stand on. Anytime I've done something wrong, and it's always I slip up, I'm not thinking, I'm tired, I'm mad, and I'll do a bad thing sometimes. It's nothing huge, but I'll twist something in my mind, do something wrong, do something vengeful. I'll wake up at like 3 a.m. just feeling terrible, and I'm like, this doesn't happen very often. I'll say, why do I feel terrible? And I think, what would your grandmother think about that? And she's alive in heaven. She's watching. And I literally feel her presence. And I have different connections, different grandparents, different things. But my mother's mother was such a great, smart, deep lady and such a truly committed Christian. Not some Bible thumper fake, but the real deal. Prayed hours a day. And I just think, you come from really good people. You got to be the best. And you can't cut corners. Oh, I get tempted. I get tempted to use dark side stuff, folks. I know the dark side better than most people at the top of the dark side. I could use it so good on them. But again, that's the Ring of Mordor. Yeah, it'll work in the first phase, but it always rots and creates something way worse when you use it. You cannot use the Ring of Doom for good. First order, it'll do what you wanted it to do. But second, third, fourth order, it spawns hell. I'm going to stop preaching. All right, gigantic moves in the economy, gigantic moves in gold, silver, Bitcoin, the biggest yet. We've got the inside baseball on what's really happening. There's not enough silver, and it's way worse than they thought. All the major supplies are basically out. Industrially, they can't even get half the silver, I got the studies right here, that they need projected forward for the computer chips and everything else. So there's no way, and you add inflation on top of it, that silver doesn't, it already went to its all-time high 2 days ago, that it doesn't, now that it's broken through that barrier, just, and a month ago when silver went down, listeners went, oh God, it went down. And I said, yeah, but watch the graph. It just goes up after that. The overall graph straight up. This is a sure thing. But that's not even the important issue, is what does it mean to the overall economy? We'll be hitting that. A bunch of other special guests. Kitey Defender of the Republic is going to be joining us. Patrick Byrne, again, came on last week. And Trump reposted the interview. Obviously, as I said in the interview, Trump can't tell you this. We can, as I already explained last segment. So we're going to tell you what else it is that Trump and others can't tell you. But Patrick Byrne, who will always be clear, he has no sources. He's not working for any intelligence agency. He doesn't know. He just, you know, he's just been to Venezuela a lot, and he just can tell you some things. So, I'm being sarcastic, folks. That's coming up in the fourth hour. But in the meantime, let's go back to what's front and center. Democrat Senator Mark Warner, accused of calling for a military coup against Trump after saying the military should save us from the president, close quote. And you can say, well, that's his opinion. He didn't mean that. It's the talking point out of the Podesta group. It's all part of the larger plan. It's part of the continuum. They admit it's the plan to have the blue states secede and create a civil war. And it's in all their emails. It's in their text messages. A lot of it's already come out. We have them cut and dry. Treason. And still the White House and still Trump's surrogates will address each attack, each slice of the knife, death by a thousand cuts, and they just examine that slice. Instead of what knife's doing it, whose hand's it in, what's the arm, who's the brain, who is it, what's the directive? So see, I'm not up here looking at the knife. I already know what it's doing. I'm like, okay, got the knife right here. And then you got the hand, and you got the arm, and the shoulder, and it's attached to a body, and a brain, and I mean, who is it? But they're so good at training us to look like cats with laser pointers. Just look at the laser pointer. Look at the laser pointer. And to me, this is just second nature. I don't know how people just don't see right through this, but the point is that they are cut and dry doing this. And you're like, yeah, we know, you're right, it's going on. Okay, well, what did the CIA that's loyal to Trump tell Jesse Waters last week? He said they got a big event to embarrass Trump coming, and they want the military to turn against him when this happens. Now, riddle me this, Batman. What's that going to be? I got a good idea from the pre-programming. I know what cards are in their hands. I don't know what they're going to play, but I know the cards. Would you like to go through the cards? First off, what would demonize Trump and the Border Patrol and the National Guard, and then have a guilting of the military to finally do the right thing with a bunch of governors and mayors lending their support to make it have the illusion of legitimacy? That's a color revolution. That's the buildup to the final coup that we're 100% living in. So I have hundreds of incredible clips, hundreds of incredible articles, all very interesting, very important, but not as important as this. So I have the problem. I literally cannot make myself stop talking about it because it's the big enchilada. And if you think you can just have USAID and the EPA and the Department of Energy stop giving hundreds of billions to the deep state to wage war against us, on every front, culturally, economically, militarily, you name it. No, you got to cut off the Ukraine money, and Trump's cut most of that off. You got to cut off the Venezuelan money. Well, to do that, you got to take out Venezuela. I mean, this is where we're at. You know, if the Martians were had a mothership out by the moon launching attacks on the Earth, we're not just going to fight the ships they're sending at us. The first thing the Pentagon would do in 5 minutes saying, where are those ships coming from? Blow up the origin. Blow up the mothership. Blow up the flagship. Well, look at Venezuela as a Martian mothership that is politically, with money laundering and election fraud and all of it, the secret piggy bank where the Democrats and the CIA elements can commit their crimes. So, obviously, you know, I never read the Ender Game books, but my sister didn't like them. And then I went and watched the movie, and it was okay, and like, about 20 minutes to the end, there's this girl that's a genius, and you know she knows how to beat her, the little boy or whatever it is, and his little boy. And then they get to the home planet of the ant-like creatures that are attacking Earth. And instead of with the fleet blowing up all the ships, which he didn't have enough ships and missiles to do, he blows up the whole planet. And I said 20 minutes before we got to the scene, I said, let me guess. I'm sitting there watching it with my sister and Rex when he was, you know, still little. I go, let me guess. He blows up the ant planet. And my sister's like, well, how do you know that? You have read the book. And I said, no, I can already see they're losing these battles. And it's all, and then they apologize. Oh, we're sorry we genocided you. And he saves a queen and its eggs and, you know, moves it to go build them a new planet. It's like, do you even need to read 10 books or whatever it is to know this? You blow up the base. You know, if you tried to fight each bee that's going to come out of a big-ass beehive hanging off a tree with a ping-pong paddle, all you're going to do is make those bees mad. Yeah, my dad was so bored on the ranch growing up as a kid. They used to fight bees with ping pong paddles and wasps. That was the sport. Seriously, until too many came out, then you'd run. So I heard him tell the stories. I went and did it myself and got stung a bunch, so I didn't only did it once. And the thing is, you don't even want to kill them. You just like, I did it with yellow jackets. They were in these bushes out in the yard, my neighbor's yard, and they hit it with a ping pong paddle. We had a ping pong table, and it would and it hit it. It comes back again. All of a sudden, they get pissed. A bunch of them are chasing you. Do you beat a nest of bees with a ping pong paddle? Or if you actually see how exterminators do it, and it's on the outside of the house, they just come up with a big giant bag, satchel it around the top, tie a big knot, and then cut the top off. And now you got the whole mess of bees. And some people are liberal. They want them relocated somewhere and they'll take them to some ranch. Or other people just say, I don't care. So they just go throw it in trash. But see, we just have to go down to Venezuela and just take a bag and put it around the beehive and tie the top and cut it off and just take the whole big thing and put it in the trash. The government of Venezuela. Instead of with a ping pong paddle, sitting there mindlessly fighting each bee that comes out. All right, let me move on to the other topics. But it is a big deal. We can sit here and fight Jack Smith. We can sit there and fight Senator Mark Warner. We can sit there and fight, you know, Queen Bee, Big Mike. We can sit there and hit them with our ping pong paddles all day long. Or we can just take out the whole nest, which is the obvious move. And cutting off Venezuela, and I'm not selling the war. I'm telling you why Trump's doing it. The system's so corrupt. I don't know if it can be trusted. I'm being honest. I'm usually very decisive about things. I've said I overall support it. I still think it's fraught with serious peril because of how many traitors there are. I mean, look how they leaked the fake signal stuff on Hegseth. Look how they leaked this fake thing about kill everybody thing. I mean, can you imagine when there's an actual war down there? And if it turns into some type of Vietnam, I mean, it's not the Vietnamese we're dealing with here, but And by the way, they got polls out they've done internally that people actually want this liberation. But still, it's such a gutted economy. They have a lot of resources. It'll be our problem to own. I don't know. But I kind of get where Trump's coming from. He's like, hey, we've done everything we can to cut off the deep state. They're the ones running the narco state in Mexico. I was against Trump bombing Iran. He said it'll just de-escalate it, shut it down. It has. De-escalated Israel. I said it might work. I said probably will. It's still rolling the dice. So a lot of listeners are like, no, you're for the strike or you're against it. No, I'm not riding a fence here. I'm very decisive on 99% of stuff. But there are times where I have to sit back and go, you know, hope Trump's got smart advisors because I'm looking at this and there's not a lot of good options here. And that's really where we are culturally, societally as a world. All right, let me tell you what else is coming up. Yesterday, I'm on the show, and they come and give me news articles. Democrats release video and photos inside Epstein's lair, and I look at it, and the way my brain works is immediately, like, I've seen that before, that's James O'Keefe. And I go, well, let me check into this, and then I move on, the show ends, I don't cover it, so I shot something after the show. And immediately, O'Keefe was already out saying, I released this 7-8 months ago. And it was totally true. But the bigger story is the Democrats blacked out in the black magic temple what was on the wall and what incriminated people. And they blacked out names on the telephones and other things. So there they are lying and saying it's new and then caught editing it. So that's amazing. We'll be getting to that coming up later. And oh, they've busted the pipe bomber. They have the alleged pipe bomber. And it's, you know, it's just funny. Because for years, we're told they have no idea who it is. And then as soon as people zero in on a lady, who Kyle Serafin just so happened to be staking out the house next door that had another Capitol cop working at it. And the lady people zeroed in on and got into an agency software system that could track the gait, the walk, the biometrics, had a very high probability it was her. Now that there's all this pressure, we have Brian Cole. Everything we need to know about January 6th riot pipe bomb suspect arrested by FBI. Oh, anarchist ideologies. Okay. And Kyle Serafin said, so let me get this straight. For 4 years, the FBI had their thumbs up their patooties. That's number one. He said asses. Number two, for 9 months, the new FBI had their thumbs up their petunias. Number three, Steve Baker, USA, breaks the story open. Number four, CBS News debunks the story with puppies. That wasn't true. And number five, CBS News breaks the arrest story. Yes. And how they'll do it is they'll have somebody already on other charges, and they'll tell them, you're going to take the dive for this, and we'll drop it. They did that with a guy that committed a bunch of crimes and a bunch of stuff. And from our intel, they basically told him, just go into this pizza place, shoot a gun to the ceiling, say you did it for Alex Jones, and we'll drop your charges. And that's what happened. So simple. Remember Pizzagate? Oh, you're indicted for all this stuff in the state? Well, you just go shoot a gun in the ceiling, say Alex Jones made you do it. And they won't remember 6 months later when everything gets dropped. Just like Ray Epps. Ray Epps gone to jail? No. All this is theater. This is beyond suspicious. This is ridiculous. And you can't make it up. So that's coming up. All right, we're going to go to break. Thomas Massie says he's not buying it. Well, I mean, nobody is. Boy, they sure found the pipe bomber quick, didn't they? When they said, don't worry about it for 4 years, and now, boy, woo, they're on it now. We're going to break. I'm getting into all this and so much more. Big exclusive details on the upcoming strikes on Venezuela, what's happening to the economy. I mean, I have not even begun to cover the news that's here today. But remember, I'm financed by you. You decide if this dog hunts, and I commend you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I cannot be thankful enough to you for keeping me in the fight. Thank you. You know who you are. And right now is a gigantic sale, the 12 days of Christmas. There's different sales coming up later in that. But until this weekend, you can buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $30 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $35, $50. Supplements are always discounts. They're all lower than that. The point is, that is a spectacular deal at thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. So if they're successful shutting down InfoWars and all the court battles that are going on, hey, it's fun in the Alex Jones Network. It's already been built. Larger studios being built. Bigley owns the Alex Jones Network. I don't own it, so they can't shut that down. I'll just be the news director. And it's also fun in keeping InfoWars on the air right now. So your support is to build the backup and our legal defense and offense we've gone on. So we're in the thick of this. They want us off the air for a reason because we got their number, we got their name, we got their ass. So obviously, no-brainer, I'm a logical guy. If I'm going to sell you something, do I want to sell you something once and ha-ha-ha like a Wolf of Wall Street where he sells them a scam stock and says, F you, guy? No, that's not me. I'm the opposite of Jordan Belfort. I want the long relationship with you, again, like a restaurant. If I open a restaurant, I want the best food, the best service, the best quality, the best atmosphere, great pricing. So you want to go there every other night. I want to know you by name. I want lines out the door. And then I'm going to open another one up across town. Problem is, any chain builds up, you lose the tender love and care. The point is, that's taking care of business, treating you like I want to be treated. You're nuts if you don't get our methylene blue. It's the best. It's game changer. It take hours to get into it. Our Shilajit the best. Our CMOS the best. Our bovine colostrum the best. Our spike protein overall cardiovascular booster system the best. The two top formulas merged. Horse pill, so good for everybody young and old. You need to get Ultimate Life Force. It's all there with the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Over 700 designs of ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it. I said I wanted the widest selection. Some of them the best designs. It is obnoxious though. Because there'll be a shirt I want to get again because I rip a hole or lose a shirt or whatever. And then I'm like trying to find it myself and I can't even find it. And I call them and say, is it this shirt? They go, oh, is this the one? Yeah. It takes them 5 minutes to find it. I'm not bitching, but it's kind of its own problem. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. A lot of big sales on top of that going. Be sure and check it out. You're the reason we're still on the air. Plus, the products are amazing. You owe it to yourself to keep us on air and get these products. You owe it to yourself to experience these. Just get the methylene blue. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning if each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo in this ad, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that newscom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, bat brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew, a cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph and more, gift
a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.